You're listening to Health Radio. It's time now for Healthy Children, the talk show for parents, with expert guests provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now, here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hey, welcome to the show. My guest is Dr. V. Faye Jones. She is a professor of pediatrics. She's also the lead author of the AAP Clinical Report, Comprehensive Health Evaluation of the Newly Adopted Child. And so we're talking about all of the different needs. So, Dr. Jones, when we think of bringing a child in, and I'm going to go into the older children a little bit for now, because babies don't really need so much of the psychosocial stuff. So right away, I mean, maybe they will eventually when they find out they're adopted, right?
Yes, sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do, but for the most part, they're growing up, that's the only home they know. So if we're bringing in a five or, and I told you that my mother took in foster children, and so we had kids from different backgrounds and homes in our house. And so what do you do as a parent to get this child to be comfortable in their surroundings? How does that work? You don't want to shove them into therapy right away, right?
Well, they already may be having a counselor. So if they are already in counseling, you don't want to stop it. You definitely don't want to stop it. But it may be good to have a therapist just to help with the transition. That way they have someone, an objective person that they can talk to, that they don't have to feel like they're always on stage with their adopted family. So that's not such a terrible idea.
Okay, so, and I probably shouldn't have put it that way, but because I can see where they would need to talk to somebody, because is it true that adopted children, especially the older ones, have a fear that maybe they're going to get sent back?
That is a real fear for them, because a lot of times, particularly when they've gone through the public type of adoptions, they may have been in foster care, and they may have moved around to many foster homes during their lifetime. So this may be considered, you know, they feel like they have to please or not care, actually, even, because they may be sent back again. So they've experienced a lot of losses in their lives, particularly the older kids. They may have lost, you know, their biological family. They may have lost their friends when they move from different places, their school. So it's a lot of losses that they have to deal with.
How scary for the children. And so socializing them, getting them to meet some friends and to feel comfortable at the school, especially if for some children they've gone from one completely different culture or background to another. If they get in, you know, if they get adopted by a family of means or a comfortable family where they have never seen this type of situation before, how do you socialize? How do you get them to feel comfortable with these kids that have been in school together for 10 years?
So, you know, you want to try to keep that line of communication open. So ask them how they're feeling. See if they will open up to you and talk. Not pushing, but just making sure they know that they can talk to you and share their concerns, whether, you know, it's good or bad. Make sure that they know that they can open up.
Well, and I think kids are resilient, Dr. Jones. And it always amazes me when I see my kids just walk up to some kid they don't know and introduce themselves. You know, adults, we don't do that all the time.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, kids will do that. But some kids that's gone through this process may not be so open like that. So you have to make sure that they are in an environment that they feel loved.
Well, that's probably the most important thing. Has it been your experience to see that most children that are adopted by families have had the experience, and I'm talking again older children, of being with that family for a while before the adoption happens?
Usually they do have some time to adjust. So, you know, initially, you know, visiting so that it can kind of get used to being with them and they know each other, and then a period of moving in after that adjustment period of time. And so there is usually a time period before that adoption is final so you can see how it's going to work for the child and for the family.
Okay, so now when we're establishing this medical home, I like to include in that medical home need. I'm an exercise physiologist, Dr. Jones, and so I always look at the nutritional aspect of children and deficiencies that they might have had growing up or even as babies. So what about nutrition? Where does that play a role in adapting a child to their new environment?
You know, nutrition, some kids will come in malnourished. Some kids will not. Some kids will have feeding issues because of their situation. So that's not an unusual thing for feeding issues to be a problem. Food hoarding can be a big issue, too, if they've been in a environment where basically they have had a scarcity of food. So they may be hoarding it whenever it's there. So they just have to, you have to work through all those issues. And, you know, when you're doing that physical exam, that's part of what you're looking for, is see what the nutrition of these children are. So you're checking some blood work to check on nutrition. You're examining the whole child.
How do you find out how they have been? I mean, will they answer honestly how they've been eating? Are kids pretty open about that sort of thing?
It varies per child. Some will be very open and tell you everything. Others will not. And it takes a long time before, if ever, that you know what's really happened to them.
Now, so what about school intervention? So if you're bringing home a five-year-old or even a little bit older child and you're putting them in the school system in your district, do you inform teachers? Do you inform, I mean, obviously you'll have to tell the school probably, but how does that work as far as, you know, letting the school know and intervention programs through the school?
It's going to vary with each child for what's comfortable for each family. But the more that you can have a team work with the school, and that can involve the teachers, that it's very good if the teachers are involved, the better for the child.
So if the teachers are involved, then do other parents, I mean, how do, you know, because I would worry about other kids, you know, not making fun, but you know how kids can be.
Yes, I do.
And so, I mean, you know, do you send around a letter? We've received letters about children with disabilities. This is my child's disability. Please discuss it with your child. Would you recommend a parent of a newly adopted child send one of those letters saying, this is our child, they're newly adopted into our family, this is what you, you know what I mean? How they do that with children?
I don't think that would be the first thing I would do. It's not that you're just broadcasting and making this child feel like they are separate from everybody else. It may be an easy transition, so you may not need to do anything at all. It may come very naturally. The discussion with the teachers is totally different than discussing with every other family that's in the school.
Mm-hmm. So when we're thinking about the medical home then, you know, what do you see as the basic needs in this comprehensive health evaluation, but in the complete medical home situation for your newly adopted child?
For the medical home, it's got to be a place where there's a like I said, keep saying before, team effort, that you're working with the family, the doctor, the family, whoever else is involved, a social worker, everybody's involved with this child. And it's a way to coordinate care. So, because there may be lots of different places that this child may need to go, but somebody, someplace needs to be able to coordinate the care and answer questions for the families and for the families to come to and say, this is my problem, what can we do? And that can be, you know, physical health or mental health or developmental health. But somebody's got to be there to, someplace has got to be available to coordinate that care.
So now, in the last minute here or so, give the parents who are thinking about adoption or who are going through the process now some hope. Give them your best advice as a pediatrician and an expert in this field.
My best advice is adoption. Children are a blessing. They are truly a blessing. You never know, you know, even with biological children, what you're getting, but it's fun to find out. It is a blessing. And it's when you're thinking about adopting or you're in the process of adopting, go to your pediatrician. Go to someone that's an adoption expert and talk to them. And they'll be more than happy to assist and help you and answer questions.
So it's a wonderful thing to do.
It is a wonderful thing to do.
And parents should have hope and not be scared that this is going to be something very overwhelming.
Exactly. You got to, I mean, the parents got going to that pediatrician or going to that medical home may be a way for the parents to figure out what they can and cannot handle and then be able to negotiate from there of the child that they want to adopt.
Well, that is wonderful advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Jones, for being with us. And remember, you can podcast these shows at healthradio.net. Just look for the American Academy of Pediatrics logo and download the shows there. And these shows are, our experts are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Health Radio. Stay tuned. We have more coming up.